Okay, here we are. I'm Canna Babe Amber Chase, the official pop princess, and I am here at Seattle Hemp Fest 2009. It has been amazing. Oh my. My pocket's going off.
Yeah, it's so amazing her pocket is ringing.
Yeah, my pocket's going off. Anyhow, I am here with Radical Russ.
Hi. Hi, Amber. Hi, everybody.
Yeah. So, I would listen to your little comedy bit a little bit ago, and you were blowing me away with some statistics and some really radical good advice that people don't think of all the time. And what was that main part about not submitting to...
Do not submit to a search. I was telling everybody how police can lie to you. Legally, they can lie to you. They can tell you lies. And one of the ones that they'll do is they'll tell you, oh, well, you know, I think you've got pot on you, and if you show it to me, take it out, show me what you got, we'll go easy on you. Well, number one, if you take it out of your pocket, you've just given up your Fifth Amendment rights. You've just given up your right to not be searched. And number two, if you show them evidence of a crime, they will arrest you. That's what they will do. Yeah, will it go easy? Yeah, it'll go easier for them because they don't have as much paperwork.
You.
The court case isn't as tough. So number one, never submit to a search. And that means not taking stuff out of your pockets, not doing as until you say, no, I'd rather not. Search. Number two, you know how all the cop shows, the TV movies, you know, one out of 12, well, I'm dating myself there. Sorry. Hey, old man. But they always say, well, you have the right to remain silent. There's a reason they tell you that, because you do. So shut up. When in doubt, say nothing. Just say nothing. Be stupid. There's no. It's not a crime to be stupid, or half of America would be in jail already. But just say nothing, or if you're going to say something, say, hey, I don't want to answer any questions right now without my attorney. I'd really like to speak to an attorney. The minute you say that, that changes the law right there as far as what they can do and how they can deal with you. And if they continue to ask questions, that becomes ammunition for your lawyer to be able to get you off the charges and keep you from having a criminal record.
Very important advice.
Yeah.
Yeah, very important advice.
So this is your first Hemp Fest?
Yeah, this is my first Hemp Fest. Yesterday, we just kind of got out in the crowd, and we saw everybody chilling out, enjoying themselves. And I've been to some outdoor festivals and seen, you know, like, there's always security and stuff like that. And there's usually a reason why there's security, because some people get out of hand. And I did not see anybody get out of hand yesterday, even when we were packed shoulder to shoulder out in the crowd.
Were you in that traffic jam heading south?
I was. I was in the traffic jam. I tried to help people, encourage to, you know, move this way and that way. I got through it, and some people didn't. They got through it, but they slowly.
Yeah, we were there.
They survived.
It was like 30 minutes.
They survived.
30 minutes or so that we were standing, literally cannot move because there's so many people jammed in this one little pinch park.
Yeah, but that's been fixed. It's not like that today. There's wide open space and directional traffic going on. And
but the reaction of the people is the amazing thing, is that, you know, there was no people getting out of hand, pushing and shoving, you know, a lot of tempers. There are some joking, some people, because there was one girl that was doing the bullhorn, saying, thank you for helping, thank you for you, thank you. And this one guy's, you're welcome, can we go now? You know, there was that, you know, it wasn't bad.
But I also, I was commenting on this earlier, there's a lot of, you know, people here, and some trash gets, you know, falling out and whatnot, but I'm seeing other people pick it up and put it in the trash receptacle.
They got the guys here that work at Hemp Fest, these volunteers that go to the trash bins and sort it out from the trash into the proper recyclables. You know, like you'll see how sometimes people will pick out cans or whatever to recycle them, but no, these guys are picking out the paper, you know, the used paper plates, and putting those in the compost, pulling out the food, putting it where it belongs, and pulling out the plastic.
Wow. I didn't realize
trash
that.
To sort it. Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
That's what goes on.
Dedication. And is it true that all these people on the stages, they're volunteering their time? The
all
bands,
volunteer.
The comedians, the speakers.
Yeah, as far as I know, no one's paid to come here. I'm not. I've been coming here for 4 or 5 years now speaking. You just do it because when you're telling the truth, you can't help but tell people. You know, you want to tell people.
Pardon me.
Especially after all of the nonsense that we see on TV all the time.
Yeah, there's a lot of misinformation and stuff that really irritates me, like especially around when 9/11 happened and, oh, if you buy marijuana, you're supporting terrorists.
Yeah.
No, if you buy marijuana, you are probably helping grandma down the street.
I always like that. Yeah, if you buy marijuana, you're supporting terrorists. Well, wait a minute. What if I'm growing it in my backyard? I'm supporting nobody but me. This silly argument, you know, the drug czar is using it again now. This idea that now with the Mexican drug cartels and all the violence that's going on there, it's like, if you smoke marijuana, you're supporting the Mexican violence. It's like, so let us grow it here.
Only if I smoke brick weed.
If you're a pot snob, you're not dealing with any of that.
Well, now, that's not true. See, I go back to visit my family back in Idaho, and there's the cousin-in-law who's like, hey, man, you got some smoke, because I don't drive with it anymore, I don't go with it anymore, because kind of high profile, you know, why make it easy on them? But anyway, we get back to Idaho, and then the cousin's like, yeah, I got some Round Town Brown. Round Town Brown? That sounds like a basketball player from the 50s. What the hell? Round Town Brown. You know, what the hell is that, right?
Yeah.
No, it's like, no, I can't smoke that. I don't want to support a cartel. So, yeah, don't, you know,
no.
you can do without weed. You get to the point where you smoke so much of this good Pacific Northwest weed where it's like, you can do without the brown. You can. You can do without the red. No, just say no to the brown.
Just say no to the brown. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're out of grease, for sure. Woo! Definitely. So you have a podcast.
Podcast. Just an internet radio show, basically. It's recorded. It's about an hour long, 55 minutes long. You find it at stash.normal.org.
Write that down.
No WWWs. Forget the Ws. W is gone now. We're all glad W is gone.
That's
stash.normal.org. And what it is a daily podcast. It's kind of like, I had one person explain that it was NPR for stoners. I'm like, well, okay, because I do the news, right? I tell you what the news stories are, but I also give you my opinion on them at the end of them. Like, if there's a news story that comes out that says, marijuana causes cancer, I'll come up at the end and say, well, no, actually, the evidence says that Dr. Donald Tashkin has shown no conclusive link between lung cancer, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, or any type of head and neck cancers. In fact, regular marijuana smokers who smoke between 10 and 20 years regularly have a reduced risk of head and neck cancers compared to people who have never smoked at all. Never hear those on the headlines, do you? That's the kind of news you get at the Stash. And then we do interviews. We get people like you on, we get musicians, artists, a lot of politicians. I've interviewed Barney Frank and Representative Cohen out of Philadelphia. He's the one pushing the medical marijuana bill in Philly. And all sorts of people. So there's that kind of stuff. And we got a tune. We got a daily toker tune. We play some pop music, you know, from, you know, unheard of people, kind of podcast, you know, underground, self-made sort of artists, you know, good stuff. But the good thing is we got this live talk show coming on too, Normal Show Live. This will be on Labor Day weekend is the debut. Saturday nights, 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific. You can go to live.normal.org. Again, no W's, just live.normal.org. And it's going to be a 2-hour talk radio show. You can call in, you can ask questions. We'll have live guests, we'll have interviews, music. But finally, you know, a show for us. A show where we get to talk. It's not like, you see those talking head shows where MSNBC, they'll have, now we're going to discuss medical marijuana with this one doctor who thinks it's good and 6 people who hate it.
And some pit bulls, too.
And some pit bulls.
Some pit bulls. Parking in the background, intimidating the person. And then everybody over talks him.
And then when the one guy who does support it is on, they'll put his head in the corner and then they'll run the B-roll of the scraggly faced guy smoking a joint.
Yeah.
They'll have some sort of nasty B-roll in the background instead of letting him have a serious point of view.
Yes.
That's
real.
Over. That's what our show's about. Yeah. That's why we're having a really cool show live in live.normal.org. And check it out on the web because it's internet radio, it's free. 2 hours you can call in.
Awesome.
We'll have you on. We'll have the cannabis on.
Yeah, I'll bring all the cannabis.
All the cannabis. Dear Diary, when I grow up, I want to talk and write about marijuana and sit next to cannabis. Signed, Russ. You know, I asked my high school guy.
I'm so happy to hear that. It'll make your dreams come true.
I know, I asked my high school guidance counselor if there was a job like that. He said, no, you better be a teacher. Sorry, I found the job.
But you're still spreading information. You're still educating people.
It's
a lot of school teachers that smoke pot.
It's a, I think it's a like a Socrates thing, you know?
I think that's one of those few jobs where they don't get piss tested yet.
That's right. Our drug tests are multiple choice. As long as you can fill out 75% or better, you're good.
A lid is 2 joints, 3 joints, 4 joints, all of the above.
Okay, you're in.
For
you younger viewers, a lid is a measurement device, measurement standard that we used to use back in the day.
That's awesome. I'm really glad that you took some time to talk with us and bullshit and smoke out. That was awesome.
My pleasure.
And so, Portland,
Portland, well, we're going to email each other. We'll get it all hooked up, you know.
Yeah, we'll have little announcements on Counter Babes about his podcast and radio shows and shit like that. And you guys are going to eat it up and it'll be awesome.
You said shit. That's not family friendly.
No.
Peace out, everybody.